Chapter 12. Moving on. For the next few weeks, I walked south from town to town, staying only a couple of days in each place. Although I wanted to run away from Salem, I wasn't at home anywhere else. I arrived at a place, found some temporary work and a room to stay in, and then moved on. I wandered around without any purpose, but always south, getting closer and closer to New Haven. Something was attracting me there, although there wasn't much chance of finding Sarah there. Soon, I ran out of money and food and had to sleep on the streets. One cold winter's evening, I arrived at a big town just as it was starting to get dark. I had walked far that day. I hadn't eaten for days, and had hardly slept because it was too cold to sleep outside. My shoes had holes, my feet were frozen, and I couldn't feel my toes. I couldn't walk anymore. Every step was too painful. So I sat down by the side of the road. The evening turned into a cold night. I continued to sit in the same place until I didn't have the strength to sit anymore. I lay down beside the road just as it started snowing. The snow started falling on my face, and I knew I had to find a warm place or I would freeze to death. But I had no strength or desire to move. I continued to lie there, feeling the snow cover my face and body. Soon, I lost all feeling in my body. Was this the end? But a little voice inside my head whispered to me, "No, you will see her again." My mind started losing consciousness. The last thing I remember was hearing a lady's voice and her smell, like fresh roses. Every person has a path in life, and mine was not at its end that night. I was very ill with a high temperature, and mostly unconscious for a few days. When my temperature finally went down, I woke up in a bed with a soft pillow and warm blankets, things I hadn't had in several months. I opened my eyes and looked into the kind eyes of a lady called Mrs. Rose. "You look much better," she told me. Mrs. Rose explained that she had passed by with her carriage and had seen me lying by the road. With the help of her driver, they had put me in the carriage and taken me home. I was suffering from exhaustion and was very sick. They had put me in a room with a lovely view of the garden and let me rest. Over the next few days, Mrs. Rose took care of me and prepared delicious home-cooked food. She didn't ask many questions, and I was grateful for that. After several days of eating well and several nights of deep sleep in a warm, comfortable bed, I felt much better. I spent my days walking around her beautiful garden, smelling the flowers and listening to the birds. At night, I sat next to a big apple tree and looked up at the stars. And then, inevitably, I thought of Sarah. Not that I had ever stopped thinking about her. Not really. She was always in my mind, somewhere between my thoughts. It had been a long time since I had seen her. Another week went by. One evening, Mrs. Rose and I were sitting together for dinner when she suddenly asked, "So, what's your story, Michael?" "I'm from Salem," I told her. "But it's become a dangerous place to live. The people there have become crazy and violent. I couldn't stay there anymore." Mrs. Rose became lost in thought. "You could stay here for a while, Michael," she said finally. "I need a gardener and a handyman. You can work for me in return for a comfortable house and decent food to eat." I agreed to this suggestion. And the weeks turned to months, and finally years. I was happy. One day, just before Christmas, Mrs. Rose and I went to the famous fish market in New Haven. There were many people there that morning. Mrs. Rose had ordered a large amount of fish for the holidays, and I carried the heavy boxes back to the carriage. I was pushing my way through the crowd when suddenly I found myself face to face with Sarah. I stopped. She stopped. We stared at each other in surprise, then amazement. I had dreamt of this moment all these years. What would we say? What would we do? But I was not prepared for her first question. Did you try to set fire to our barn? It was such a direct question that I couldn't say a word for a moment. I realized that she had been waiting all these years to ask me that important question. I put the boxes of fish down on the floor, stood up, and looked her straight in the eye. Of course not, I replied. I extinguished that fire and brought your horse back to the barn. She looked into my eyes and saw the truth there. I knew it, she said, and she hugged me. And that was it. We've been together ever since, almost 60 years now. We have 3 children and have had a happy life together. The mass hysteria of the witch trials of Salem ended in May 1693. 19 witches were hanged there. 14 of them were women. We never went back there. We couldn't. I often think about how Sarah said, "I knew it," that day, with so much certainty. Sometimes you just know. Like I knew I loved Sarah the first time I saw her. Like on that cold winter night when I almost froze to death. But I knew I wouldn't die because I had to see her again.